school board trustee by-election coming up here with a local CRPS trustee stepping down, I understand.
If you thought you had an election break this summer before the federal one, although I'm not sure when the by-election for school trustees is scheduled for yet.
So Kim Bader, I understand, is the one who's stepping down to move to British Columbia, according to the article here in the Outlook.
To Nelson for a great opportunity there. And Kim has been a part of the school board for well over a decade and very much a supporter and a hard worker for the vision that this board has put forward through the Inspiring Hearts and Minds process under his leadership as chair until this last election when Carol Picard became chair. I believe that Canadian Rockies Public Schools has led the way in this province for developing education that is focused on individual child's needs and also meeting higher standards and doing it all while struggling under the thing that is Alberta education that determines what money the school board has and how teachers are paid. And there's not a lot of control here.
I have mixed feelings about school board by-elections. They're vital. School board trustees serve a very important role, but also an exercise in futility because typical vote turnout for a school board by-election that isn't attached to another kind of election tend to be like in the single digits of percentages. Like nobody comes out to vote for these things. And they cost money. I mean, I don't know how much this one's going to cost. I know that the one in Calgary that they had to do when Sheila Taylor stepped aside to run for the Wild Rose was something like $200,000. I can't imagine it'll be anything like that here. But, you know, you've got costs involved in an election that nobody's going to come out for a position that's vital, but not a lot of people really maybe understand. I don't know.
I think maybe then the key to this is engaging the public and perhaps not in the summer.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, like we're going into schools out. Yeah. People are going on vacation.
Nobody's thinking about school right now.
Nobody's thinking about school right now. But we as property owners in Canmore have the highest level of school property taxes in the province.
Goody.
Even though our board has zero control whatsoever of that money, we all pay for education, and that's why everyone should vote.
You sound questioning. Like, everyone should vote at this trustee by-election, maybe?
You know, I want to support it, but you're right. It's kind of dull.